Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors.
Welcome to episode 100! Burr, 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 burr! On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we worked with quite a few people. We truly love these types of lives. Being able to tune in and help people with their most prominent struggles and go to the interesting and weird places we're taken to in order to heal the things is just fantastic. We hope you enjoy it as well. Thanks again for 100 episodes. We love you guys. Without further ado, if you love bad bitches and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Hello.
It's me. Na, 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 na. Could you hear me that whole time?
I could hear you singing, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's fucking awesome.
Hey, if you guys want to join us tonight, that's what we want to do. How do we do this? Do I have to, like, hit, like, is there a way to put, like, a request box or some shit? Or, like, do they have to hit, like, guest request or something? And then I go, yeah, you. And then I, like, select them. Yeah. Hey, you, are you ready? To what? To pop. Pop what? Popsico.
No. Oh, I was going to say that pussy.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
Oh, you ladies pop your like this.
Shake your body. Don't stop.
Don't quit. Don't miss.
Just do it. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody, can you come on the screen? Can you come on the screen?
Because it says join us to heal your ish.
You don't have to show your face either. You want to? Do you want to? Do you want to come on the screen with us? Do you want? You can. You don't have to show your face. You want your throat healed or not? Shit. That's on you.
All you got to do is talk.
All you ladies, open your throat like this. Guest request. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. What's up with your throat? Talk to us. What's up with your throat?
Hey, I'm not sure. Hold on. Let me see if I can. I'm wondering if I can look okay in video. I mean, I'm sure I do, but I don't know. I don't know what it is. I have
a thyroid issue,
and it's been really swollen lately. And I don't know. I have a lot of issues, but a lot, like a shit ton. But I don't know.
When did the thyroid thing start? Like, when was it like a thing that became a labeled, titled event that is happening for you?
I mean, 20 years ago.
Okay, what was going on in your life when it happened for real? Do you remember, like, emotional shit?
Was it an abusive relationship?
Yeah, I mean, young stuff when I was, like, a teenager, like, super young.
Did you hear what Kate said?
What'd she say?
Was it an abusive relationship?
I don't know if it was at that time. Never, like, super physical, more emotional. But I mean,
emotional.
A lot of stupid stuff when I was a kid. I'm trying to think. Maybe I was, like, 17, so maybe it was 17 or 18, I'm trying to think. It might have been around a time I had a traumatic event happen. I had one happen when I was, I can't remember the time frame because it was so traumatic.
We're going to interrupt you a lot. I'm just going to let you know that. Kate is literally seeing it, and abuse is emotional abuse as well. Humans be humaning, like 17, I get it. Like, humans be doing some human stuff, and we're just trying to figure out life and stuff, but Kate's literally seeing what happened. And in order to get to it, we're going to go with it, okay? So, all right, cool.
We're going to dive in with a splash.
Okay.
What is this, oh, Morgan J concert? What the fuck?
Oh my god. Can I get a
L-O-L?
Okay. So, I don't know. Did y'all live together or did y'all just stay together a lot?
17 years old. They didn't stay. They didn't live together,
I mean, I was
right?
at his house a lot at the time. Yeah. Like a lot. I mean, okay. Almost daily.
Almost daily. Okay. So, all right. So it was practically living together, but then it's like, you knew that it wasn't right, but it just felt really good. Is that right? Like when the good times were good, they were good.
I don't think there's any, like, at that age and being that connected, there's not really a differentiation between, like, yeah, what's good and bad in a relationship. It just kind of is, this is a relationship that you're in.
Yeah, it was normal by, like, teenage standards. Like, absolutely normal by, like, I mean, what I would compare the rest of my friends to at that age.
Yeah, she practically lived there and then, like, was close with the parents or whatever.
I don't think I said anything about good and bad morally. I meant like a feeling good and bad. Like, ooh, I like when he does this and this. That feels real good.
She went to sex.
I had to think. It's been so long. It's so weird because I'm so, like, there's so many things that, like, have kind of made me forget about certain situations. I mean, I felt like it was a good relationship. I wasn't like, I didn't think I still don't think he's like a horrible person. But there were times where I'd be like, I mean, I would get drunk and do crazy shit and vice versa. Like, that is the type of tumultuous relationship, like drinking and then, you know, hunting him down or whatever. It's just crazy shit. I mean, I was a kid, like, you know, my brain was not where it should have been. And that relationship lasted.
So what you're saying, it was really fun.
I mean, it was fun for somebody. I don't know if it was fun for me, but funny to laugh at.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
Okay, well, merge in with that version of you. Can you say spirit if it's in my highest good?
Spirit if it's in my highest good.
Please merge in with that version of me.
Please merge in with that version of me.
What, during the relationship or before it, Kate?
I would say during it. If you want clarity on what happened. If you don't, then we're just going to go before it and heal the things and push it forward.
Okay. I mean, I do. I know the event. Like, I know what the trauma was caused by, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Is it when he pushed you against a wall?
No. There wasn't, I don't know if there was an instance where that happened. I think it was more like he was pushed against a bed. It wasn't super physical.
Uh-huh.
It was more emotional and then, like, just back and forth. I mean, there was cheating on both ends. It's just kid, I consider it kid stuff, but it's still, I think, stunted me in a lot of ways to that age, you know, mentally, like where I got stuck being immature for years and years after that relationship. And I mean, it's been 10, almost 11 years since it ended. I'm married with children now to a woman. So complete.
Yeah, I've
polar
seen
opposite.
Your TikToks. Yeah. They're really cute.
Complete polar opposite. So, but I felt for so many years stunted there, and I felt and thought I healed from that, but I've been having so many issues in my body. Or what exactly is causing these issues. And I am a firm believer in, like, either it's karma or there's things that I've done or happened in my past that is causing me to be sick now.
Can I give just a footnote on the karma thing real quick?
Yes.
Like, from a not religious perspective. Okay. So there's been plenty of people that I've helped with past lives, and some shitty shit has happened to them in this life. But when we go back to look at the root cause, they're with that abuser, abusing them still in a past life. And they just go like, I promise I'll prove to you that I can be better. And they end up linking up with that person in consecutive lives. So it's not punishment for something that you did.
Agreement.
It's agreements that, like, humans be humaning. And we go, I'll do it better this time, I promise. And it's just like, no, like, don't. Does that make any sense?
They're absolutely shitty, and they're going to be shitty in that life too.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
Rather just untangle it and get the fuck away from it, to be quite honest, and be like, I don't want anything to do with this person. I want to release any contracts with it. Like, I want all that gone.
Agreed. So then, since you already have the clarity on how it happened and everything like that, I think we should go back to before it happens.
Okay.
You agree?
I think so too.
All right. So, Spirit of Sinai, good. Please take me back to before I... Oh, wait, I need to go slower. Spirit of Sinai, good. You have to repeat.
Oh, okay. He said it so fast. I was like,
sorry.
Spirit of Sinai,
okay. Please go back to before.
Please go back to before. I entered this relationship.
Okay. So it's like Kat said, like, break all the contracts. So Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please release, break, undo.
Please release, break, and undo.
Any and all soul contracts.
Any and all soul contracts.
Or agreements.
Or agreements.
Gentlemen's agreements, like bartering slips, and the like, because it could be, you could call it something way different. Having to do with this person.
Okay, having to do with this person.
Or any motherfucker.
Or anyone.
that I've made soul contracts with have a relationship with. Any kind of relationship with.
That I made soul contracts with to have any relationship with.
Sorry. That are not in my highest good.
That are not my highest good.
There you go.
And speed this up.
Let's speed this up.
Jeez Louise.
And you can go ahead and safety wire that down, because...
Just say safety wire this down.
Yes.
Safety wire this down.
Because again, humans be humaning and we undo shit. We're like, it's fine when it's not.
It'll be fine this time. I'll learn my lesson this time, guys. This time for sure.
This time I'll be bulletproof.
Okay. So I would like you to exchange information with this version of you. So can you say, Spirit, please exchange Tiffany Krista information.
Spirit, please exchange Tiffany's Cavazos' information.
Okay. With this version of me.
With this version of me.
And what this does is you're talking to you and being like, this is what I know. Tell me what you know. Give me your perspective. I'll give you my perspective.
Because why not?
And you're also, And you're also telling them what's going to happen.
Okay.
With this as well. So it's like
giving them a roadmap. So the rug doesn't get pulled out from underneath you. You already know what's going to happen.
Okay.
And you can be like, no, Lady Boner gone.
And then push all this forward and ripple this outwards.
Okay. Say that a little bit slower.
Spirit, please push all this forward.
Spirit, please push all this forward.
And ripple this outwards.
And ripple this outward.
So.
And that copies it to all versions of you. The rippling it. So all the versions of you that went through that, it's the healing that you just repeated with Kate, like the getting that shit off of you, it ripples it like throughout time and space.
And also, it's probably going to end this relationship a lot quicker than it would
have been. The last one, not your current.
Okay, okay, good. Because my wife's pregnant with twins. So I ain't trying to have that.
No, you're good. You're good. Okay. And then just ask for all the other, and we don't call them by their medical names. We're going to ask, say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please activate and apply.
Please activate and apply.
All of Kate and Kat's.
All of Kate and Kat's.
Throat.
Throat.
Healing and workings.
Healing and workings.
To me.
To me.
Conducive to what I need.
Conducive to what I need.
And if it's in my highest good?
And if it's in my highest good?
Please allow the most healed version of me.
Please allow the most healed version of me.
To come to be now.
To come to be now.
Assess what I need.
Assess what I need.
Take my pain and mend my body.
Take my pain and mend my body.
Oh, that's all also, up and down the back. On the right side.
Also really quick, this guy, can you like energetically go up to him and be like, hey, name, you can go ahead and have your hand back. You can have that back. You can have it back.
I've done a lot of
on me.
I've done a lot of like
cord releasing and stuff.
I guess you could say. I don't know how to put it.
But his hand was around the thyroid, literally. So like you're just taking it off and giving it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You can copy and paste all the healings and workings that you've ever done for this too. To you, you're more than welcome. It's your shit. So why don't you do that? Copy and paste all the healings and workings.
And that's, do I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm not used to saying things out loud. I'm used to kind of energetically doing them. So absolutely. I copy and paste all of the energetic healings that I've done for myself.
To
this version of me.
Yep. Conducive to what I need.
Conducive to what I need.
Can you tell all of your exes they can have all of their shit back? That's like they put their hands on you energetically, and I just wonder if
it feels like mine.
I wonder if it's like from annoyance of like I think you should be this way. I think you should be this way.
Yeah, there's a lot of relationships like that, not physically abusive, but a lot of pushing me to be a certain person or not liking who I was. Or me changing myself to think that I needed to fit a certain way to be with that person. I didn't have a lot of relationships, but I feel like I've done that not only in romantic relationships in my life, but almost every relationship, either friend-wise, work-wise, or even romantically. So just the only person I haven't had to do that with is my current spouse.
That's nice.
They can go ahead and have all that back, and they can just dogpile it on them too. Fuck them.
There we go.
Yep. And okay, speed that up and safety wire that down. Yeah.
And then before we go to the next guest, closing statements, either on my page or the close-up sign-offs on Kate's page, we both have those pinned. And it will just, like, help with all of it. It takes what you just did and multiplies it everywhere needed.
Okay, perfect. Let me make sure I follow you, because I know I follow Kate. Or cat.
It's all
Kate,
cool. Cat. You don't have to follow me. You can go to my page without following me. It's fine.
I'm just trying to figure out how to do it. Figure out how to do it after I log out. All
right, thanks for letting us try.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. I hope you guys have a wonderful night.
Bye, Tiffany.
All right. Love you too, sweetheart. You guys have a wonderful night.
You bye. Too.
Bye. Oh, how do I log off this thing? You guys are going to have to kick me off because apparently I don't know what I'm doing. Disconnect. Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right. Turtle Rose Girl. Hey, everyone, we have candles available now, and they're either available on Kat's page or my page, and they're very, very limited. We put a lot of shit into these candles, so you'll see. There's only, not very many available.
Bringing next guest on. Oh, yeah, wait, Turtle did they Rose? Go away?
Turtle Rose.
Turtle Rose isn't on my screen anymore.
Oh, shit.
Are they on yours?
If I scroll up, I'm going to say hello.
Let me see if I can invite them on.
Oh, they said hello.
Oh, they can't because they don't have 1,000 followers.
Oh.
Because we're on TikTok.
Yes.
We can help you real quick in the comments, Turtle Rose. It's going to be a little bit faster, though, so we can get to other people who want to go on the screen. It's okay. We still want to help you. What's up?
Okay. Turtle Rose, what's going on with you? Like, what are you wanting to work on?
I think they're typing right now.
Okay. Yours goes like 3 seconds faster than mine. So I'll say something, and then they'll be like,
OCD issues is the biggest, they said.
Okay. What in particular do you have OCD about? And the other question is, have you had it your whole life? Because it looks like it started. What's that age after toddler? What's that?
Elementary age.
Yeah.
It's from living environment, yeah?
What it looks like, not having their diaper changed in particular?
They went through like some kind, it's a living arrangement. It's their living environment. It's like there's not a lot of care in the house in particular, not just about, yeah, pretty young. It's not even just like you said, diaper change. It feels like the whole house is in disarray. So I don't know what happened to the adult in your life at that age. I don't, but it seems like mom would leave. For how long at a time? Who died, did you say?
Yeah, it's either someone died or a divorce. Because I see this other person just all up and gone. Or maybe it's grandmother and they would help support the mom.
Grandmother feels right. I don't know. Mom left when I was young for a year and parents divorced at 9. Yeah, she did all the stuff. And then when she left, there was like, it was a mess. It was like people didn't know how to clean.
It almost, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but it almost feels like your mind went into having some kind of control. Any way neglectful. Of having control. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any yeah, way it reminds me control. Of, it reminds me of my MOM with my kids. Mm. And it's just kind of like a dirty house. And you just don't even realize that it's dirty because.
Because you've been living like that.
Because they've been living like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a skin picker? I want to pick my skin off. Is that part of the OCD that you have? Generational and dad isn't the cleanest.
All right. You say it's generational.
You're a skin picker. It's like right here. It's like insane. Like even talking about it makes it pretty bad.
That's a way to control.
Mm-hmm.
The environment. Okay. Yep,
face.
All right. So I say, especially if it's generational, let's go to that. What happened generationally then?
Like the earliest point you could heal generationally?
Yeah. Generationally with this, like this whole thing. Because it looks like it wasn't just you, Rose Whirl. It looks like this has been going on, and I don't know if you still talk to your mom, but it looks like you have aunts that do it. If
they
not
said,
her,
Native American ancestry. So there's going to be like aunts, moms. There's going to be, did you live on a reservation or like, did you live around lots of aunts and uncles, like community aunts and uncles? I don't want to pick my, oh my God, I want to peel my skin off, bro.
I had the same thing when I was younger. All right, well, let's do it then. We're just going to go ahead and go. Spirit, if it's in my highest good, and you're going
to repeat. You have to repeat after Kate.
Okay. Please take me to the earliest point that I can heal. About this generational this.
They're getting anxiety real bad. Can I merge in with you to calm you down? Okay, I'm coming in. I'm going to come in because you're real emotional.
Is this a funeral? We're all standing around something.
I don't know if it's a funeral or if it was a massive death thing. Not like a genocide, but literally like a, I don't know if it was
a plague.
I think it was some sort of plague. Like it was either like a plague of fire or a plague of illness. Like whom the hell says sickness. It's some kind of
Spanish flu is exactly what I got.
Spanish flu?
That's exactly what I got. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It just hit them by surprise. The whole thing is hit by surprise.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem like the lineage recovered from this, because it went into like defense mode without knowing what to have defense from. It's kind of like getting a virus on your computer and you want to get a firewall, but you don't even know where to go to clean up the virus. And then you're just like constantly like, gotta unplug the computer because we might get a, you can't go online because you might get it. It's very fear based. Like, okay, there's not any control here. And it looks like a lot of them just gave up.
All right. So Turtle, we're going to go to
before this happens. The family,
Well, I saw like a family generator. And okay, so I went to like Oh yeah, we'll go back.
You went to the family refueling,
I guess, like whatever this is. I saw a generator. So yeah, let's go to before it happens.
Okay. Say spirit, please take me to the earliest point of this that I can heal. They said, I'm confused about this, but yeah, we're going back in history. We're time traveling right now. It's a past life, but it's your generation's past life. Like, what is embedded in your family dynamic that would pass through the ages, that would lead to the neglect, that leads to your OCD. They said, say it again.
You went back, right? Okay, so spirit, if it's in my highest good, please take me back to before this happens. The people that are saying that it's like hard to breathe or like their ovaries hurt, I think y'all are here.
Mm-hmm.
So merge with these versions of you and do all the healings and stuff.
If you know how to do it, off chance.
Or follow along with what we're doing. So this looks like y'all are building this family generator.
Is where it's going to get another layer of confusion, because not only do we go back in time and we're dealing with the family stuff before it happens, but now we're going to be going to a pocket dimension inside this dynamic, which we're going on. Because all time is now, it's easy for us to just kind of like jump to the things. But to explain this, we're back in time. We're before the Spanish flu. We are also going to the pocket dimension called the Family Refueling Station.
So this looks like y'all were building a totem to help the family before this happened. So this was just like a tradition, it looks like. It doesn't look like y'all were preparing for anything.
But you need to.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is and I was going to break all contracts, like with having to take on this sickness for people. You know what I mean? Because obviously they're doing
I was thinking that the totem, and you didn't say a totem pole, you just said a totem. But I'm thinking whatever this thing is like a, like one of those towers for sickness.
A beacon.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, spirit, if it's in the highest good, you're going to say this.
Because it's for healing, but it just backfired because of this unknowing thing.
Please put my family's totem.
They're saying it. I can feel them.
Back to its balanced, divine, working order.
That's moving a lot.
Upgrade its entire operating system to its highest working potency. Please activate any and all prevention and protection workings and healings necessary to all of this, conducive to what is needed. Were you like,
oh, that's a lot. Right?
Okay.
No, I'm used to saying the things. So I was like,
oh, okay.
I was saying the things because I would have said it differently. Because you and I talk slightly differently, but we say the same things. Uh-huh. And I'm not very good at not saying the things. So I'm like, yes.
also break all soul contracts here. Y'all have so many bartering slips. Like, so many. Bartering slips, locks, chains, and cages, and the like, to everything here conducive to what is needed, because you don't need to be bartering with anyone. This is y'all's totem. Y'all built it.
They said, my body is going through a lot of feelings. You're going to, it's going to be a little bit intense. Cause again, we're in a pocket dimension inside a past life for your entire generation, and other people in the live are there too, but we're going to smooth it out for you, or help you smooth it out rather. I think they said it all. It needs to be sped up though. It's hot.
Okay.
Okay.
Push this forward.
Really hot.
So you're going to say that, Rose. Push this forward. Ripple this outwards. Safety wire this down. Conducive to what is needed. Okay.
It's a lot calmer. The calm is not going to be comfortable either.
Cleanse and purify. You're going to say this, Turtle. Cleanse and purify all of my power that I have given away, not in my highest good, and bring it back to me. That's mine. You have little boops. That's your healing, by the way. And you'll be like, boop, not yours. Boop.
They said, is this on both sides of the family?
It's you, if that makes any sense. It's just you.
That's not going to make any sense.
Your chemical makeup. It all melds into one.
It's inside the generational weaving.
Like a synapse.
It's not that you took it on, it's that it became your environment. It seems like the starting point for the, like, there was panic, which you had the panic, you would take on the panic. But it was panic from your environment of, like, everything was filthy, and it was a panic from not having control. And it all stemmed back to this moment. And then the people in your life not having, like, the cleanliness and stuff is because it's from going into shock so long ago, and then it becoming habits.
There was a lot of bargaining too, of like, yeah, we'll help you. Yeah, we'll give you this healing. Yeah.
And that took a lot on. Turtle Rose Girl says, my throat feels odd right now.
Oh, do the boop healing to it. Like I was talking about earlier, how things not, like, people that are taking from you or that just don't feel right, you just go boop, boop.
Literally do exactly what she said.
Boop.
Like in front of you, like boop. Like to any of those people. And they don't even have to have a face. It can just be like, I am aiming at those people. Boop.
There you go. It kind of feels like a choker.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's like a boot.
Keep it the fuck up. Oh my God, that feels so good.
You might be there, Elizabeth. All right. Speed it up.
It feels good. They said how long. It's just like whenever. If you feel anybody coming in, like even if it's intrusive thoughts, which happens with the OCD, you can, like, instead of being like, this isn't real or whatever, you can literally boop it away. You can be like, boop. And if it stays, you can be like, oh, I guess this is something I need to pay attention to.
All right. This actually feels really good.
Yeah. Turtle Rose Girl, go ahead and go to either Kate's page and do the close up slash sign up healings that are like pinned, or you can go to my page and go to the closing statements, which are pinned. Either way, whichever feels right or looks right to you, go for that. It'll just help you carry it out. And then I'm going to disconnect from you as well. You might want to disconnect from everybody in the live, actually. So you would say cleanse and purify them, send them back, cleanse and purify me, bring me back. Hey guys, we've got candles available. We announced it a couple of minutes ago. It's first come, first serve, and it's very, very, very limited supply. If you are interested to go look, you can go through Kate's page or mine. And yeah, that's that. Just announcing it.
Because they're big, beefy healings. Okay, bye.
You can drink coffee.
What? What's wrong with drinking coffee?
Because
whoever told you that, you can boop them. Oh, okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay, we've got a request to come on. I wish I could see which one was first.
Oh.
Angelina. But we've helped Angelina before, but I think she's first on the list. They are first on the list.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, Angelina.
What's going on?
Oh, you What's know, up? On Alive and stuff.
What are you doing? I'm just like feeling really anxious right now.
Really what?
Anxious.
Anxious?
Yeah. Like,
well, that's really weird.
Like a lot.
Okay.
I keep hearing that song that merrily we fall out of line.
Oh my god, stop. I hate that song.
Bro, it's on TikTok. I have people dancing to it. I think it's hilarious. And I put it on my emoji healing today.
It's just annoying to me. I don't know why.
Right. It's what's giving you fucking anxiety. So what's up with the song?
Wait. So the first thing I got when you said anxiety, it was like, is it because Mardi Gras around the corner?
What?
I didn't know Mardi Gras was around the corner. I thought Mardi Gras was in March. That's when I celebrated it in the past. I don't.
No, I just got my nails done.
Mardi Gras themed?
They're like red. They're like cherry red.
Oh, that ain't Mardi Gras themed beer. Okay.
There's a crawdaddy claw on my neck.
Oh shit. Okay, is your family lineage like anywhere near Louisiana?
No, I'm in Canada.
Yeah, but
what do you mean?
That's where Louisianians came from. Migrated from Acadia.
I'm Punjabi, so I don't know. I'm from India. Like, that's what my ethnicity is.
Yeah, but there's no one in your family that would be French?
French? I know someone French that only sticks out to me, but no one in my family speaks French, no.
There's someone on your spirit team. She's like looking right at them, but that's okay.
It's just like
I was talking to my dad like the other like last night. Like I actually went in and went to talk to them like for the first time in a while, so I don't know.
Okay, are you typing? Oh.
Yeah, because it's typically in February. I've never celebrated Mardi Gras in January. It's always like February, March.
Sounds like you grew up with it. That's weird.
We like got off of school and stuff for a week.
and had cheesecakes.
Yes! I can't fucking wait for those. I've been seeing them all over TikTok. Okay, so what were you talking to them about? Like, what was the...
I just kind of went there, like, cleaned them off, basically did the team revamp sweep. And I just asked, like, what guide is the closest to me that's like mostly around me? That's what I asked first.
This Creole guy, it's a guy. He sounds like the one from fucking, is it Water Boy? The one that's
Man, you like to see homos naked, man. That's fine.
Oh my God.
No, home is where you make it. Wait, have you ever watched that movie, Angelina?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Well, it's like a really Cajun French guy talking because it's based in Louisiana. And this other guy was it Joe Dirt? Anyway, he like couldn't understand him, and he's like, home is where you make it. And he was like, oh man, you like to see homos naked. That's fine. He's like, no, home is where you make it.
And that's exactly what I said.
So this, do you need to put this in a language you can understand? Because he's real close.
Put this in a language a human can understand.
Oh, it's moving.
I don't know what this is. This is not what I was seeing like a couple nights ago.
Hey, can you turn? When did the anxiety start? Because this guy is real fucking excited to talk to you, and I feel like it's the sensory knob room. It's like if you turn those dials way up, and it's giving you anxiety because it's loud as fuck.
Oh,
I home is where you make it. There. Probably what he was like trying to yell.
You're fixing it.
Wait, what does he look like?
His straw hat.
You're just a Creole guy? I don't know.
Like, what color is his hair? Does he have hair?
Yeah.
He's got a hat on.
What the fuck is going on? It's weird, too, because I literally went into my sensory knob room and I, like, did all the steps.
Yeah, but you did it for your physical, like, a reality. This was for up here. Like, I guess there's different knobs for the different whatever, because you went into the spirit guide dwelling and you did all the things. That looks great. You did it. You did such good job. It's like chef's kiss in here. It's real good. Okay. But I think he got real excited.
The fuck? Okay.
Seems like he's excited about Mardi Gras, which is like great, guy. I mean, Angelina doesn't seem to care about it, but like if you do, hell yeah, man.
It's really fucking funny. Like she's like, sure, I guess. That's really funny that you say that, Raven, because I got that it was Papa Legba, and I don't know who that is. Like, I know it's a god.
I know who that is. That's, like, voodoo stuff. That's, yeah, Louisiana, like, all of that, like, I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe go research it, because he was really excited to talk to you.
What the fuck?
I don't think he...
Like, I'm not someone to talk to you about that. I don't fucking know what that is.
Yeah, I don't usually, like, that's really interesting, because I've been doing a lot of, like, research on history.
What I do know from TikTok is the movies make it out to be like a really like evil, dark, whatever. And he's like the friendliest fucking guy. And I know whoever this guy that's talking to you is friendly as fuck. That's all I know. He's real fucking happy to be here. Real fucking happy to see you talking about the things. But you might want to go look at it. It seems like you're a lot calmer. Does that feel good?
Yeah, I'm like talking to him right now.
Okay,
because he's like relationship stuff, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, whenever you research him, just I guess be careful what you read, because he's gonna tell you exactly what his everything about him. You don't.
There's a lot of bullshit out there about him.
Yeah. I didn't want
to. He wants to talk to me, like.
Yeah. Looks like it.
So fucking bad.
I mean, he's on your team. You asked to talk to, like, the person that's, like, the thing for you right now, and that's this motherfucker. He's loud as fuck.
He is gonna talk to you a lot.
All right, go do the things. I'm gonna work with someone else.
Yeah, thank you.
Melody,
thank you
bye.
Bye.
Bye, baby. Merrily we follow.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Do you have
Janelle?
Are they jumping?
I think the top ones are not in order. I think I'm skipping people.
Oh.
If I'm skipping you, it's not on purpose. I just don't bring guests on the screen. And I'm in the host position. Hey, I accepted your request to come on the live. Did you get it? If not, I will go to the person it's supposed to go to, but I will absolutely still take you on.
Merrily we fall out of line, out of line.
I've never even heard that song besides TikTok. I couldn't Same. Tell you. Yeah, I see you, Kai, and I see you, Caitlin. And I think I did it like backwards out of order. I'm going to bring Kai on because they're at the very bottom, which I think is the way I was supposed to go. And I was going like at the top. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Hi.
What up?
Do you know who Cobra Kai is?
Wait, what? Cobra Kai? Oh, yeah. I know what it is, but I've never watched it.
Me either. It just looks what your name makes me think of.
You've actually given me a spirit guide reading a while back. And hell yeah. Helped me with a nephew situation a couple years back.
Oh, that's exciting.
Right on. What do you need tonight? What should... Because tonight will be the night.
Oh my God. Gonna fall for you.
Oh my gosh, yes, the emo kid stuff. Well, I've been dealing with, whatever comes up that's in my best, my highest good and stuff, that'd be cool. But mainly what's been, I've been dealing with stuff that, like fungal issues for like probably 7 months now. And that's probably connected to my living environment and the way.
You're pulling stuff in.
Oh.
Are you dealing with fungal issues on your body or in your like wall, like living space both. Like that? I got body.
Yeah, it's both. Connection. The fungal stuff is probably connected to my living environment, but at first it was in a more intimate area. I had a fungal infection, but I got rid of that area, but it's under my armpits now.
Is it ringworm fungal or is it a different fungal?
Yeah, it's basically like the same thing, like ringworm and like athlete's foot.
That shit's hard to get rid of with just basic over-the-counter shit. But luckily, we got a lot of shit on that. So Kate's looking right at the things. Plus, she's helped me help my kids and my cats with that shit before. So
that's awesome. Really funny. Yeah. It's not funny in your situation. It's funny for me because growing up, I had pretty badass allergies to cheap metal, and I still kind of do. So I should probably look at that. Anyway, never thought to look at it until now. The doctor.
Don't you work with sheet metal?
No, cheap metal. Cheap.
Oh, cheap.
Sorry.
Metal. I was like, bro, you're around airplanes. Like, we should probably be fucking looking at that.
It would be so awkward, guys. But like belt buckles, like cheap belt buckles. And they would always tell me that it was
how do you keep your pants up when you're performing?
Hey. So I just didn't find that very interesting that their first thing to go to was ringworm. So I feel like I'm saying that for the, okay. Immediately.
Cause it's not. Cause Kai said it's like kind of like ringworm, but it's not. That's just like comparable thing, right?
It's almost all the same thing in a way. It's just your, I guess.
No, like it's not because Kate would be looking at it. Like, she's specifically looking at it separately. So just throwing that out there.
It's in a different location. Ringworm would look definitely different. I just classify fungus in the same category, I guess, with all of them. But, yeah. It's definitely annoying.
Okay. So the first thing I got was that it's linked to your depression. I don't know if you have depression. No idea. But I'm guessing if this all is happening, it would be pretty depressing, right?
I mean, I get the depression. I used to have like actual like depression disorder to where it was like severe, but I feel like it's more undetected for me. It's like because I haven't been eating I've been eating, but I haven't had much of an appetite and I lost some weight.
No, because you're grossed out and you feel like behind the curve, I guess.
Like, I feel like my living environment, like, even if I were clean, I don't feel like anything's clean. You know,
right. Just it's behind the curve. Yeah.
I live in very old.
What whom the hell said, they said on that high class aluminum. And then it sent me to like a pill that looks like metal. And I think Kai can like, well, yes, go before it and all that stuff. But I think they can like, take a zinc pill, but it's not a zinc pill. It looks like liquid metal.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
But not in the physical, like right now. But I don't know what this metal is.
Okay, so what I'm getting is this depression thing, this disorder that was actually linked to something else, like it actually had a root issue causing your depression, and it spilled over and is now like in your house. And what I'm seeing is what this pill will do is actually clean it out and reverse it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Caitlin said colloidal silver.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Is it's just like colloidal silver.
A couple of them are saying it. Mouth.
Yeah. They put that shit all up in my mouth.
Eat it like fucking candy, bro. There you go. And tell it, like, look at it and be like, go where you fucking belong and do your fucking job and then take it.
Now in the walls. You.
In the walls. Go between the walls.
Yeah, take it and go where you fucking belong and then go, flick that
go
bean.
Go where you fucking belong.
Flick the shit out of it.
Flick the shit out of that bean.
Yeah.
Into that fucking wall. Go, bitch.
Put it in your gums?
Put it in your gums.
Don't you put it in your gums.
In your motherfucking gums.
In your motherfucking gums.
I don't even know what the fuck this is. Oh my god, that's so funny. Okay.
There's a show from the 90s, and there's this chick, and I think something spilt on her or whatever, and she like can melt into metal and just liquefy and then like move through, and it's a very niche show.
Like I've Mercury?
I'm gonna find it.
Hey.
90s
shit. Do that, Kai. Become the Mercury and go to where you need to go with your colloidal silver healing.
So I say, like, I just, like, envision myself turning into a... Okay.
The secret world of Alex Mack.
Hell yeah, Alex Mack. Merge with Alex Mack. If it's a version of you, it is. Okay.
Spirit team, please merge me with the character Alex Mack.
Jesus.
I have not heard of that show. That's and I love the 90s stuff.
Yeah, it's not something that's like talked about a lot at all. It was
Exchange
on Nickelodeon.
There was Exchange I recently seen one of those 90s shows. It was it's that girl who goes town to town with her like musician mother. Oh, I can't remember the name of it, but oh my gosh. It was so
Don't
cool.
worry about it. Kate's trying to tell you to do something.
Exchange, because I know we only have a limited time, so I'm like panic healing. I'm like, I don't mean to. I'm like, wait, you have to do this, hurry. So Exchange Kai information, just say Exchange Kai information with his version of me.
Exchange Kai's version,
Kai information.
Exchange Kai's information with this version of me.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yes, so weird. That's the show in the comments.
All right.
Okay. A quick go before it happens, too.
A quick go before it happens.
Mm-hmm. And just activate all the prevention and protection workings you need here, conducive.
Spirit team, please apply all the prevention and protection work conducive to what is needed.
And release any soul contracts, bartering slips, bill of sales, or the like.
Release any bartering slips, bill of sales, or the like.
Or soul contracts. That started this shit. That I no longer fucking want.
Infect your mental health bubbles.
Infect my mental health bubbles.
And my entire house. And bring it back to me. This is all with your silver, by the way.
With my silver.
Why did you say infect instead of infuse? Word that it told you to say?
Infection is spread.
Oh.
Instead of infusing. So it was like plant it here and then spreads and then it goes back to her and then plant
it here and spread then it. Spread.
Spread those beans.
Spread that fucking shit. There we go.
Oh, you're definitely going to need to transmute the fuck out of this when you're done.
Yeah.
Some people transmute by sleeping. Some people transmute by using the restroom. Some people transmute by eating. Whatever the case may be. There's going to be like...
with sleep, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. There we go. I got the put it in your mouth song again.
You know what's really funny is in Canadian television, there was this commercial that was like, don't you put it in your mouth. And it was telling kids not to eat everything they saw. And it was like these two cartoon characters and they were like, don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't you like
that's going to make them want to.
It seemed real fun. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. Hell yeah. I didn't know that was an option.
We can.
I'm gonna put that right in my mouth. But that looks like when they fucking did the thing on TikTok for a while where they did like the those cattails on the fucking pond, and everybody's like, man, it looks like you could eat it, and then they're like, don't do it, and so fucking everybody was doing it. Don't tell people what not to do. They gonna do it.
It tastes like cloth. Why would you do that? They're not delicious anyway.
Is there anything else? Can you go ahead, Kai, and just allow yourself access to any of the infection and fungal healings and workings that Kate and I have, too, conducive to what you need for your house and for you?
Especially to your toenails.
To my toenails?
Yeah, I don't know.
They freaked out because they don't have anything there right now, so they freaked out.
Oh, I think that's where your depression comes from.
Oh.
It doesn't mean that it's spreading there.
No, it's I think this is a past life situation. So
okay. Let me see. Okay. Spirit team, please apply.
You're doing it.
I don't need to say it.
You already know the language, so you don't have to repeat it word for word necessarily.
Oh, okay.
It just kind of goes.
Mm-hmm. Is there, like, you can say it. We prefer to say it, but sometimes, like, Kate will have me say something or do something, and I'll just start doing it. Or there's plenty of people in the emoji videos, they'll be like, I just copied it, and it started to go. And it's, like, because you've done it so many times.
Oh, okay.
Your spirit team or spirit whatever.
They're like, yep, like, got it. We know. Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep, got it. Doing awesome. It.
That's refreshing to know, because I always feel like I like to have to do everything perfectly or something, you know?
Mm.
So but you are doing it perfectly because you're doing it your way, you know?
So past life stuff, this is connected to a past life?
I would look at your past life connected to depression and your past life connected to, like, what your team wants to show you about your toes.
Okay. I know.
Not probably, right now, but.
Yeah, because it's going to take a minute. But, like, whenever you go, because you know how to do it. Like, you're already doing it, so, you know. Show me the life where it's connected to. Then you go in it and then, you know,
just
talk
do
to
the
your
basic
team.
Healings. And yeah. Talk to your team. They'll guide you through it too. Cause they know exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start trying to do that. Cause, I do know, a lot of my lives already. So I have them all written down. So I could just like ask them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's
it.
Good.
That's it for tonight.
Yeah. All everyone right, don't forget to disconnect.
Oh, do the closing statements too, or the close up sign ups, sign offs. Okay.
All right.
Alrighty.
Bye. Have a good night. Thank you
for having us. If I didn't get to you, I'm so sorry. Okay. Bye.
Maybe next time, Caleb. You'll bye.
Don't be a disconnect.
To book a dual session with Kate and Kat, visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Cat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.